All passengers flying with Global Air Force are now boarding at Gate 1.
Now, here's your host, Jim Rome.
Thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force. Today,
David Hogan from Freedom Ministries.
He is telling a story. Now, he is an excited individual, provocative and wild, and he's going to tell a story, an experience that you need to hear today. Here he is, David Hogan.
We were just a few weeks ago now, we were in Manila, Philippines. It was this civic center thing, and it was full of lots of thousands of people in there. Myself, Mel Torrey, and some other people were there. Fire camp. Yeah, blew the place. It was nice. Well, I want to tell you one miracle from there. He said, all right, because I don't know why, but nowadays I get guarded. I get bodyguards and all that. That's all right. I like their guns, some of them. But sometimes I can't get to the people, you know, because my guys block everybody, even the needy. So it's difficult here and there. And this is one of those moments. So I'm standing up there, Brother Mel Torrey standing right beside me. It was my session. He was with me, and we was calling down fire and healing. He and I have gone through great revival, he in Indonesia and us in Mexico, and we have a common ground called the Holy Ghost. And we're standing up there, and the place is just, it's an ocean of people, but there's this wheelchair trying to get up there and can't. And I'm trying to figure out how can I get through the mob to get to that wheelchair, and I can't. It's not that. If I step off the deal, they'll rip my clothes off of me. And they will. And I let her. She always buys me new shirts. And I'm looking at this person is desperate. Been in that chair for 19 years, twisted all up. Hurt and pain, and I don't know how come I have, look, I wish I could have, I know you want answers, I just don't have any. I just know that there are times when mercy prevails. Yes. I don't know how to get it to do that, I don't know how to orchestrate it, how to organize it, how to equate it to anywhere I go. Because I want it every day, but I just don't get it every day. But I want it, yeah. So I seek it. I don't know why. The greatest musicians, and some of them in the world, are there. The event is spectacular. I mean, it's amazing. I was grateful to be there. And all of a sudden, this fellow, I'm just sitting there, locked on one human. I whooped that person out of that chair, dadgummit. And for some unknown reason, he started unfolding. I can't hear his bones, but I know his bones are snapping. I just can't hear it because of the chaos, music. And right in front of our eyes, he just stood straight up out of that chair. And when he did, there was all of a sudden an opening made, and he started walking. 19 years. And I'm just going, I need you to say it with me. I want that. I want that. That's what I want. Please, heaven, have mercy on us. Let us learn to redeem the time. and seek you while you can be found. Because there's times you're going to change. You've been experiencing a liberty in this nation for a long time, and you've misused it. So it's going to probably be changed for you. Let you figure out how to seek heaven. What? You don't like that? Listen to how quiet you got. It's not me. It's coming. So we're going to need Jesus. So I'm going to tell you that. I'll tell you another one now in Mexico. A few months ago, I was at one of our, I've been busy. My goal now is to build 15 of these. They're quite large gathering places. It's just block walls with a floor, tin roof, just so we can put 5,000-10,000 folks in a pile and worship God for 3 or 4 days. And so one of these places I go to, we built it, it's nice. First day, we opened it, and we all showed up. The thing was too small, and it was huge. And I was pleased. Because you plan and you scheme and you think and you organize and you manage and you do all this stuff and you're wrong. It's awesome. And it's in the woods. Now, I mean, you're not going to go there unless I bring it. And it's just in the jungle. And all of a sudden there's an opening and bam, there's this thing. Probably twice this. But it's not like this. It's just, y'all's not placing nice thinking. Ours is a lot less. But where it is, it seems like this here. So anyway, so I'm there. What I do, what you saw me doing over here, I arrive whatever time they want to start. They tell me. I get there an hour or two early, and I just stand. I don't do anything anymore but stand. You notice I don't sit down much. I stand, and all I do is lift up our knees and pull down fire. That is all I do. And I do it hour after hour. I don't care what the agenda is. I don't care what band's playing. I don't care what famous preacher's preaching, what dead raiser's talking about miracles. I'm standing in the middle calling on the fire. No time limit. It's my house. I can do it if I want to. And I'm standing up there, and I don't, here again, plan. For God to come, I do try to figure out how to get him to come. He's just cantankerous. He just don't listen to you very often. He does what he wants to. It's like, I'm telling you, he thinks he's in charge. We've been trying to vote him out for a long time, but we haven't been successful. And I'm standing up there, and there's like several thousand people there. Now, you wouldn't recognize it. There's probably 8 white people, and the rest are Indian. There's probably, I'd say, 200-300 mestizos. The rest are indígenas. And so there's probably 5 or 6 tribes represented, and it's a great time. It's going to be awesome because we're going to be there for days on end. We're not going anywhere. The hogs have died, the cows have died, and it must be eaten. Hay chicharrones, hay carnitas, hay tamales, hay sasales, hay comida buena, güey. I told y'all to learn Spanish once y'all didn't. And so I'm up there doing my thing. Cristo vive. Cristo vive.
Yes.
And I don't know why, when I was busy worshiping and I didn't recognize when the flow changed. Because I'm always flowing. I get up in the morning, I step off the bed, I step into a river. It's a literal river of fire. It's up about mid-thigh higher on me every day. I'm always in the fire, in the river, and so I'm not out of it. I don't know about y'all's mountaintop joke or your desert valley low joke thing. I know about consistency in Jesus. That does not mean that life won't happen to me, because I get probably a little bit more life happening to me than you do. Because I am quite a target, because I present myself in battle array every day. I wake up in the morning and I look at the horizon, west to east, north to south. It's demons in battle regalia wanting to kill me. And I stretch and moan. I look at them. Seriously? I thought you thought more of me. Jesus is good. And so, all right, so I'm sitting there, right? And the thing's popping. It's always four bands with us, because one of them's going to get smacked and you drag them off and put another one up there. Constant revolving because of the power hitting them and that and that. So, and me, I'm just sitting there. I get knocked out. I get back up. It's awesome time. I like it. I'll be home in a few days. So I'm sitting there, and I don't understand it. I cannot explain it to you, and I don't want your explanation. Keep it. I prefer faith just doing something that we don't understand. I don't need explanation for it. I don't need logic or reason for what's happening around me. I need Jesus. And these young people that, to me, they're young. I'm the old guy. To me, and they start coming up. I'm not talking about one or two. I'm talking about like a dozen couples at a time. And they're just grabbing my pants. And I'm not, I don't care what, I don't care what you do, they do. I am not there to impress you. I am there to be a conduit of mercy. There's all these couples and they're young, and I was probably there for nearly all of them's weddings. And they wake up one morning and find out that life is harder than anybody told them. That marriage is actually something you have to work on. And it's more than sex. You have to work on your relationship. And now they, you know, they need Jesus. And boy, these people are coming up, and a spirit of repentance, an awesome rending of our spirits was taking place. And these young couples, see, that's the next generation of fire. And they're just bawling and bawling. There must be 500 people, and I'm just steady calling on the fire. More, God. We want more. We will be satisfied when we wake up in your likeness, and that's all. I won't be content until that happens. And but then there was this little chubby girl come up. I don't know her. She's young. Person to me, she's young, probably late 20s, I'd say. She rolls up on me, she's just bawling. It's okay to take a little witchcraft?
Yes, sir.
You all right with that? I should have asked you before I started. I forget you got to ask for permission to tell how awesome Jesus is. Shakaba. And so I'm sitting there and I'm looking at her. You mean this expression? You know, she looks like one of my daughters, granddaughters or somebody. And she goes, Hermano David, te necesito mucho. Brother David, I need you, please. I said, ¿Qué hay, baby? ¿Qué quieres, hija? What do you want? And then what she said to me, I couldn't see it on her. I didn't feel it. She says, Yo soy una bruja. I'm a witch. De la Santa Muerte. You don't know what the Holy Death thing is, but it's around you here. And where I live is a prevalent new god. It's a demon. It's only a few years old. Where they started worshiping, it came in through the cartels. And so I'm not going to speak of that, negative or positive. I'm just going to tell you Jesus is king. And I said to her, ¿Entonces por qué estás aquí? If you're a priestess, a witch, of the Holy Death thing, Santa Muerte, why are you here? This is not what we do here. You're going to find yourself stuck on the roof or thrown off into some cliff somewhere, because the angels of God are going to drag you kicking and screaming out of here. Because I'm not, but they will. And she began to tremble. And then a young man walks up, and I recognized him, but I couldn't place his village. He said, hermano David, perdóneme. Forgive me, brother David. I said, ¿qué hay, hermanito? ¿Qué hay? ¿Qué pasa? What's up? What's wrong, little brother? He goes, I'm a pastor's son. I thought I recognized you. What are you doing? He said, esta bruja es mi esposa. This priestess is my wife. I said, escogiste mal, hombre. You chose bad, boy. Told him, I can't say it's how the chick made that choice. He said, tenemos un problema, hermano. I said, seguro. He said, we have a big problem. I said, you sure do. And now you want to include me in that thing, right? No me meto en eso. I'm not involving myself in this here. This squabble's between y'all. She said, she grabbed me. He said, no, me vas a ayudar, hermano. No, you're going to help me. I said, no, me vas a dejar, mujer. You're going to let go of me. You understand, woman? She said, no, hermano. Te necesito. I need you, please. I said, dígame. Talk to me. What is it? And she began to tell me how they were seeking the devil. And how that the angel of death appeared to him. But the problem is he possessed their house. You know, I don't care if you worship the devil. Just don't bother me with your foolishness when they take over your house. Live with your decision. You understand? Because I've made different decisions. And your decisions are not okay with me. Jesus is right. Jesus is king. But you did come to the right spot because I can't help you. Because I don't respect nor do I believe anything they say and do. She says, look, I'm not going to talk. I'll just go solid English because I got to tell you another two miracles. So, plus read a couple of verses so it's a little bit of time constraint. First, do all Spanish just make y'all mad. Okay, so they were worshiping the demon. They would get along well with the bad guys. They were excelling with wealth. That's what they do, and that's what y'all believe is makes you successful. Is if you have wealth and things like that. That's trinkets. Anybody can do trinkets. I said, so what happened? She said, one morning we woke up, and I went in the living room, and human blood is coming out of all four walls. I said, woo! I'm glad it's your house instead of mine. You'll have a hard time selling that house. Knucklehead. Bad decisions. I don't like them. So, she said, what do I do? I said, you've already done it. She said, what do you mean? You grabbed a hold of me. That was a mistake for the demon. He should have stopped you before you got your hands on me. Now he will pay. You know what? It's easy. Y'all, this, I know it is dreadful. It's fearful. I know all of that. I get all of those emotions, but it's not real. Jesus is king. Things are fake. It is power. It is real death. It is all these sicknesses and all of that, but it is a lie. Jesus is king. So I said, it was simple. Y'all saw me do that last night. If y'all was in them other services, you saw it in them other services. I just reached and got her by the chin, kissed her on the cheek, and that was it. And I apologize. I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. It's not my fault. And there's no verse about kissing somebody on the cheek and God's going to heal it. But I don't know why, but it's happening anyway. It's not my fault. I just like kissing her on the cheek. It was awesome. And just give her a little peck on the cheek in the spirit of God. Listen now, I apologize to you about these words and what happened. It's not my fault. I was just standing there worshiping God and being a good boy. And the confrontation come along. But if you're going to worship God the way we was worshiping God, confrontation's coming to you. And most of you believe that if you, that is wrong. When you worship God the way we're worshiping God now, you're painting a target on yourself. If I was you, I'd quit and leave right now and go worship the devil and be done with it and go to hell.
Yeah.
Howbeit bad advice, it's advice. If you're not going to listen to me, then live with being a target and worship God through it. When hell comes to visit, say, thank you for thinking so much of me. Now I'm going to beat you down. I kissed that lady on the cheek, dude. All of a sudden, I apologize to y'all about this. I'm so sorry to you. You're going to have to fix a lot of stuff. I'm just standing there. I mean, I got so bug eyed because all of a sudden she picked up off the ground. And I'm looking at her. I'm the one that wants to fly. And I kissed her on the cheek and she started levitating, flying. And I'm going, what? And I look at my wife and I said, I didn't do that. And this person flew, I don't know, 3 or 4 meters or yards back there, bounced. And all of a sudden, she's being torn by something you can't see, convulsing. You call it manifesting. And these things ripped out of her and stood there screaming at me in midair. And then, they're gone. She stands up and her husband, he is crying, he's freaked out. He said, I knew we had to come find you. I knew you'd help us. I said, I will, son. Just quit making bad decisions. Said, I'm going to be standing here the next time you need me, but I advise you to make better decisions. And he grabbed her hand. He said, ayúdanos, por favor, hermano. Help us, brother. David, please. I said, ¿cómo no, hermanito? Por eso estoy. For sure, little brother, that's why I'm here. And I reached and got him. I took my wife's hand and I wrapped that woman's hair around my wife's hand and my hand. And I picked her up as high as I could pull her, and her hair was here. She couldn't feel it. She's vibrating. Oh, oh, oh. I said, you listen to me, Spirit of God. Blast her in Jesus' name. Before she hit the ground, she's in the air again, the second time. This time, she's speaking in tongues. I like my job, and I'm happy about it. And I'm enthusiastic. I've got energy. I'm 68, and I've still got energy. And I just want to bless you with life and health.
Yeah.
You hear me? In Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Global Air Force wants you. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.
Everyone that I see, you know the keys to the kingdom are the secret to success. To loose the Holy Ghost and the Son, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Yeah, the church is on their knees and they're holding up the spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had us, but the tables have turned. And now he's Sanctified me, now the Holy Ghost is setting me free from the things of the world that were looking mighty good. The devil lied and said they were fine. Now the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Well, the devil's in the phone booth, down at 911. Yeah, the church is on their knees and they're holding up the spiritual gun.
But you can't know all things now. But if you drain yourself of all your little fears, you might restore yourself by letting.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.